Breakup spells. Breakup spells. How separation spells work in ancient and modern times. Breakup spells have been part of magical practices for centuries, used by various cultures and traditions to dissolve relationships. These spells, also referred to as separation spells or spells to break up a couple, are often used to sever romantic or emotional bonds between individuals. The methods and reasons for casting these spells have evolved over time, reflecting changes in societal attitudes, spiritual practices, and ethical considerations. This article explores the origins, uses, and cultural significance of breakup spells, shedding light on how they are employed today. What are breakup spells? Breakup spells belong to the love spells branch. They're mystical practices intended to create division between two individuals, typically in a romantic relationship, by influencing emotions, behaviors, or external circumstances. Rooted in various ancient traditions, these spells are crafted to disrupt the harmony and attachment between partners, often by inciting feelings of distrust, jealousy, or emotional distance. The spell's effects can range from subtle shifts in perception to more intense discord, leading to separation. Practitioners across different traditions, including pagan witches, sorcerers, and other occult specialists, use specific rituals, symbols, and incantations to channel energy toward creating this emotional and relational shift. Breakup spells are not universally used. Their practice often requires deep understanding, intent, and careful consideration of potential consequences, as these spells aim to manipulate personal dynamics in ways that may have long-lasting effects on those involved. The origins and evolution of breakup spells. Breakup spells have ancient roots in numerous societies, where they were often cast for various reasons, including protection, revenge, or justice. In many early civilizations, magic was an accepted part of life, and spells were used to influence the emotional, physical, or spiritual connection between people. Over time, the motivations behind these spells evolved, reflecting broader changes in societal, religious, and cultural dynamics. Ancient Egypt, Egyptian magic, deeply intertwined with religion, included specific spells to separate individuals, both to protect people from harm and to influence personal relationships. Egyptian priests and priestesses were often called upon to perform rituals aimed at severing negative or unwanted bonds, whether romantic, familial, or social. Artifacts such as figurines, amulets, and papyrus scrolls inscribed with specific incantations were used in rituals that symbolically cut ties between people. Egyptian magic wasn't solely about revenge or conflict. Separation spells were also employed to release individuals from spiritually dangerous or emotionally unhealthy connections, in alignment with the society's strong focus on maintaining balance, or ma'at. Greece and Rome. In ancient Greece and Rome, breakup spells were more commonly used in situations involving jealousy, rivalry, or unwanted romantic entanglements. These spells were often inscribed on lead tablets, known as defictions or curse tablets, which were buried underground, thrown into rivers, or hidden in sacred locations to invoke divine intervention. Romans, in particular, believed that calling upon gods or spirits could aid in influencing the emotions of others, including those involved in romantic relationships. Breakup spells were not limited to romantic contexts. They were sometimes used in political or business situations to dissolve harmful alliances or partnerships. These societies viewed the use of magic, including separation spells, as a tool for personal or social gain, operating within a complex system of divine favor and influence. Medieval Europe. During the Middle Ages, breakup spells became closely associated with witchcraft and were often viewed with suspicion by the church. Despite the widespread belief in magic, the church's increasing power meant that spells of any kind, especially those perceived as manipulative, were heavily frowned upon and often criminalized. In secret, however, practitioners of folk magic, such as hedge witches or herbalists, continued to use breakup spells for both personal and community purposes. These spells often involved the use of herbs like belladonna, mandrake, and nightshade, which were believed to have strong magical properties. Herbal potions or charms were made to break emotional or physical attachments between people, often with the intent to end extramarital affairs or protect individuals from emotional harm. The common belief was that these plants carried the power to disrupt the heart's desires or cool romantic passions. Influence of the Women's Liberation Movement. In the 19th century, the Women's Liberation Movement began challenging societal norms, especially around marriage and relationships. As women gained more autonomy, their role in relationship dynamics shifted. This movement led to an increase in the use of magical practices, including breakup spells, as a form of empowerment. Women sought more control over their personal lives, and the practice of casting separation spells became a means of asserting independence, particularly for those trapped in abusive or oppressive marriages. These spells were seen as a way to break free from the societal expectations that often bound women to unfulfilling or harmful relationships. The influence of matchmaking practices. Matchmaking, a common practice in many cultures, also played a role in the use of breakup spells. In societies where marriages were arranged or heavily influenced by familial and social obligations, individuals who were unhappy in these matches sometimes turned to separation spells to escape these relationships. In such cases, the spell was not just about ending a romantic bond but also about reclaiming personal freedom from relationships arranged without the individual's consent or emotional alignment. This influence of matchmaking practices further expanded the use of breakup spells, as people sought ways to control their destinies within rigid societal frameworks. In both ancient and medieval contexts, these type of love spells were powerful tools to influence not only romantic connections but also social, political, and economic alliances. Today, though often used for different motivations, the fundamental desire to control or influence relationships remains a key reason for casting separation spells. Samuel Zohar Yanai specializes in love spell removal, utilizing Kabbalistic practices to help individuals overcome emotional turmoil from unwanted romantic influences. His services empower clients to reclaim their relationships and move beyond past spellwork burdens. For those seeking essential support in restoring healthier emotional boundaries, his expertise in love spell removal offers valuable assistance. The use and purpose of breakup spells in modern times. In modern times, breakup spells continue to be used, though the motivations and ethical considerations have evolved significantly from their ancient and medieval origins. While these spells were historically employed for revenge, control, or even social manipulation, today's practices often emphasize personal healing, emotional freedom, and protection. Practitioners of contemporary witchcraft, Wicca, and other spiritual traditions view breakup spells as a means of bringing balance and harmony into relationships, helping individuals to move on from toxic or unhealthy bonds. Common motivations for breakup spells. Ending toxic relationships. One of the most common reasons people turn to breakup spells today is to sever ties with toxic or abusive partners. These spells are seen as a form of self-empowerment, helping individuals gain the emotional strength to leave unhealthy relationships where they may feel trapped or powerless. For those experiencing emotional manipulation, physical abuse, or psychological harm, separation spells can offer a sense of control and the means to create the necessary distance to heal. Removing third-party interference. Breakup spells are also used when a third party is interfering in a romantic relationship. For example, someone may cast a breakup spell to influence the separation of a partner and their unwanted lover. This can be done out of a desire to remove external distractions or to bring clarity and commitment back into a primary relationship. While this type of use can be controversial, some view it as an attempt to protect a relationship that they believe is being unjustly influenced by an outside party. Personal growth and freedom. In some cases, people cast breakup spells to free themselves from past emotional ties or unrequited love. These spells are not intended to harm the other person but rather to allow the caster to move on and let go of emotional baggage. By casting a breakup spell, the individual seeks to end lingering attachments that are preventing personal growth or new romantic opportunities. This type of breaking up spell is often viewed as an act of self-care, helping the caster to create a clear path for their own happiness and development. Protecting loved ones. Breakup spells are sometimes used out of concern for friends or family members who are involved in damaging or dangerous relationships. In these instances, the spell is cast to create emotional or physical distance between the individual and their partner, often for protective reasons. This usage emphasizes the well-being of the loved one, seeking to end a relationship that is perceived as harmful or manipulative. Practitioners believe that by casting a spell, they can help the individual see the reality of the situation and find the strength to leave. Spiritual cleansing and energy balance. Another purpose for breakup spells in modern times relates to spiritual well-being and energy balancing. Some practitioners believe that negative or stagnant energy from past relationships can linger, affecting both their emotional health and their current relationships. By performing a spell to break up two people, they aim to cleanse their energy field and remove any emotional residues that might be blocking their spiritual growth or new relationship opportunities. These spells can also be cast to sever energetic cords that still bind people together long after a relationship has ended. H2, ethical considerations in modern breakup spells. While breakup spells remain popular, ethical concerns have become increasingly important in modern magical practices. Many contemporary practitioners emphasize the importance of using such spells only when absolutely necessary and with a clear understanding of the potential consequences. Unlike ancient times, when separation spells were often used for manipulative or vengeful purposes, modern spiritual communities advocate for casting spells with the intention of healing and resolution, rather than harm or coercion. Intent matters. In modern witchcraft and spiritual traditions, intent is everything. Practitioners are encouraged to approach breakup spells with a focus on mutual benefit and well-being, rather than selfish desires or revenge. For instance, someone casting a spell to end a toxic relationship may do so to foster healing and personal growth for both parties involved, rather than seeking to harm their partner. Many believe that magic follows the principle of, what you send out comes back to you, and thus, casting spells with harmful intent could lead to negative consequences for the caster. Respect for free will. One of the key ethical debates surrounding break-up spells today is whether they infringe on the free will of others. Some practitioners avoid casting spells that directly manipulate another person's emotions or actions, believing that doing so violates their autonomy. Instead, they may focus on spells that promote clarity, truth, or self-awareness, allowing the individuals involved to make their own decisions about the relationship. This approach emphasizes empowerment rather than control, intending to help people come to their own realizations rather than force an outcome. Caution and consideration. Modern witches and spellcasters often caution against casting breakup spells hastily or without careful thought. The emotional consequences of ending a relationship, whether romantic or platonic, can be significant, and practitioners are encouraged to consider all other avenues, such as communication, therapy, or mediation, before turning to magic. Breakup curse spells should be seen as a last resort, used only when there is no other path to resolution or when the relationship is clearly harmful to the individuals involved. Samuel Zohar Yanai is dedicated to removing black magic, witchcraft spells, and curses, focusing solely on alleviating the negative impacts of these practices. He employs Kabbalistic methods to provide healing and purification, ensuring clients can regain balance and well-being in their lives. Notably, he does not cast spells or curses himself. For effective solutions to your challenges, reach out to Samuel Zohar Yanai for Unbinding Spell Services, who casts breakup spells today. Today, breakup spells are cast by a wide variety of individuals, from practicing witches and Wiccans to those who follow different spiritual or New Age traditions. With the rise of the internet and the increasing accessibility of occult knowledge, more people are becoming interested in magic and spellcasting, and breakup spells are among the most commonly sought-after forms of magical assistance. Professional spellcasters. Many people seek the help of professional spellcasters to perform breakup spells on their behalf. These professionals may come from diverse spiritual backgrounds, each with its own unique approach, tools, and ethical guidelines for casting spells. While their practices vary, professional spellcasters typically offer their services to clients looking to end unhealthy or unwanted relationships. Below are some of the most common types of professional spellcasters who perform breakup spells. Neo-pagan and Wiccan priestesses, neo-pagan witches, influenced by both traditional paganism and modern spiritual practices, blend ancient rites with contemporary beliefs. Their approach to break up spells is diverse, often incorporating modern magical tools like tarot cards, pendulums, or astrology to determine the right timing and method for the spell. These neo-pagan witches may perform complex rituals involving chanting, visualization, and the use of talismans to separate individuals. Like Wiccans, many neo-pagan witches are concerned with ethical spellcasting and will only cast break-up spells with a clear intention of healing or releasing toxic ties. Black magic sorcerers, in some traditions, particularly those associated with black magic, break-up spells are used more aggressively, often for revenge or manipulation. These sorcerers believe in using the full spectrum of magic, including destructive forces, to achieve their goals. Black magic sorcerers may employ darker rituals, such as using symbolic representations, like puppets or effigies, of the individuals involved to sever ties or create discord. They may call upon spirits or darker deities to enforce their will. However, due to the potential ethical and karmic consequences, these practices are often viewed with caution by others in the magical community. Witch doctors and hoodoo root workers. In African diasporic traditions such as hoodoo, voodoo, or Santeria, break-up spells are performed by witch doctors or root workers who draw on the power of ancestors, spirits, and the natural world. These witch doctors use herbs, powders, candles, and oils in highly specific ways to influence relationships. In hoodoo, for example, break-up spells may involve break-up powders or oils, which are used to symbolically scatter the connection between individuals. These spells often focus on practical outcomes and may also involve divination techniques, such as reading bones or cards, to determine the best approach. Witch doctors and root workers typically have a deep understanding of spiritual balance and seek to address both the spiritual and physical aspects of relationships. Witchcraft in African and Caribbean traditions. In African and Caribbean traditions, witchcraft plays a significant role in both healing and harming relationships. Obia, voodoo, and Ifa practices often involve the use of spirit communication, ritual offerings, and invoking specific deities or ancestors to break up unwanted relationships. These practitioners may use powerful symbols like vevs, sacred drawings, candles, and ritual chants to influence outcomes. The ethical boundaries in these practices can be complex, with some practitioners willing to use forceful methods to ensure a desired result, while others operate within strict ethical frameworks. Ceremonial magic and occultists. In ceremonial magic, which draws on the Western esoteric tradition, break-up spells may involve complex rituals designed to invoke higher spiritual forces or manipulate cosmic energies. Ceremonial magicians often work with ancient texts, sigils, and planetary correspondences to cast spells that influence human relationships. This tradition is highly formalized, with these magicians adhering to strict ritual procedures, including the use of magical circles, invocations, and consecrated tools. These spells often aim to create long-lasting energetic shifts that disrupt unhealthy relationships while protecting the individuals involved from spiritual backlash. Kabbalist experts and priests. In rare cases, Kabbalist experts or Kabbalistic priests within the Jewish mystical tradition may use break-up spells to protect someone from harm. Unlike other forms of spellcasting, Kabbalistic practices are deeply rooted in sacred texts and spiritual principles. A Kabbalist may use specific prayers, meditations, or even rituals to sever dangerous or spiritually damaging relationships. These spells are typically cast with great care and responsibility, always emphasizing the protection of the individual and adherence to ethical spiritual laws. Kabbalistic breakup spells are seen as acts of spiritual defense rather than manipulation. Each of these spellcasters brings their unique traditions, beliefs, and ethical considerations to the casting of breakup spells. Whether rooted in ancient rites or modern spiritual practices, the methods and intentions behind these spells vary widely, offering a range of options for those seeking magical intervention in their relationships. Samuel Zohar Yanai is recognized for his expertise in Kabbalah healing, offering individuals a pathway to spiritual restoration and emotional balance. Through personalized rituals and guidance, he helps clients dispel negative energies and empower their well-being. His approach integrates ancient Kabbalistic wisdom with practical healing methods, providing a holistic solution to those in need. To experience personalized guidance, consider Samuel Zohar Yanai's Kabbalah Healing Services. Self-casting. Many people choose to perform breakup spells on their own, often using guides from books, online resources, or traditions passed down through spiritual communities. This DIY approach allows individuals to take control of their own magical practice, tailoring the ritual to their specific needs and intentions. For those casting their spells, it's important to be mindful of timing, materials, and the energy they bring to the ritual, ensuring that the spell is performed with care and clarity. Rituals and timing in breakup curses. Rituals surrounding spells to break up a couple vary depending on the tradition and the desired outcome. However, some common themes and elements have persisted throughout history. Candles and symbols. Candles are used to represent the individuals involved in the relationship. Black candles are often used for banishing or ending negative influences, while white candles symbolize protection and peace. The ritual typically involves visualizing the separation while lighting or extinguishing the candles. Timing. The timing of casting the spell is considered critical in many traditions. Astrological phases, such as the waning moon, a time for banishment and letting go, are often chosen for such rituals. Specific days of the week or planetary hours associated with endings or separation, such as Saturdays, linked to Saturn, are also favored. Herbs, like their medieval counterparts, modern practitioners often incorporate herbs into their rituals. Black pepper, chili, and vinegar are commonly used to symbolically sour the relationship. Artifacts used in ancient and modern spells. Artifacts play a central role in both ancient and modern separation spells. While the types of artifacts vary, their purpose remains the same: to represent the individuals involved and to act as conduits for the magic. Ancient artifacts. In ancient cultures, objects such as figurines, papyri with written incantations, or lead curse tablets were used to cast breakup curses. These items were often placed in tombs, rivers, or crossroads to ensure the spell took effect. Modern artifacts. Today, common artifacts include photos, candles, and herbs, which are used in symbolic rituals. Personal items like jewelry or clothing are sometimes used to create a physical connection to the individuals involved in the spell. Artifacts such as photos or personal items of the people involved may also be burned or buried to symbolically sever the emotional bond. To gain further knowledge, delve into the content regarding love spells, a comprehensive guide. Signs that you may need to remove a breakup spell. Breakup spells, whether knowingly cast or inadvertently created through strong negative energies, can have a profound impact on relationships, causing disruption, emotional imbalance, and even physical symptoms. Recognizing the signs of a separation spell is essential for those who feel they are under its influence and seek to restore harmony. Below, we discuss key signs and symptoms to help identify whether you may need to remove a breakup spell. 1. Sudden strain in a previously stable relationship. One of the primary indicators of a breakup spell's influence is an unexpected strain in a relationship that was previously stable and harmonious. If you and your partner are experiencing frequent arguments, misunderstandings, or growing resentment that seem to come out of nowhere, it may signal an external influence. This strain often includes constant disagreements over minor issues, feelings of distrust, and difficulty in open communication. Breakup spells target emotional bonds, amplifying negative emotions and causing even the smallest issues to become major sources of conflict. 2. Emotional disconnection or indifference. A breakup spell may also manifest as emotional dissonance or a lack of connection with your partner. You may find yourself feeling indifferent, irritated, or emotionally detached without any clear reason. A once strong connection may seem distant or forced, leaving you questioning the authenticity of your feelings. This emotional distance may persist even when both partners attempt to rekindle the closeness. Such spells are designed to create feelings of indifference or discomfort, weakening the emotional attachment between partners and potentially leading to separation if left unaddressed. 3. Unsettling dreams and intrusive thoughts. Another common symptom is the presence of intrusive thoughts or vivid dreams related to separation, infidelity, or negative outcomes within the relationship. These dreams and thoughts may occur repeatedly and leave you feeling doubtful or anxious. In many cases, such spells manipulate the subconscious mind, planting ideas of distrust or unease that can manifest as troubling thoughts or dreams. These images or scenarios often recur at night, creating an ongoing sense of worry and instability that can destabilize the relationship over time. 4. Physical symptoms and energetic imbalance. In addition to emotional and psychological effects, breakup spells can also manifest through physical symptoms. Fatigue, restlessness, headaches, or a feeling of heaviness in the body are commonly reported, often without a clear medical cause. Spells create an energetic imbalance that can physically affect the individuals involved, as the emotional tension impacts the body's natural rhythms. You may also feel an unusual sense of dread or tension when around your partner, a sensation of being on edge or uncomfortable in their presence. 5. Unexplained financial or personal setbacks. Unexpected financial challenges, sudden career issues, or personal disruptions related to your partner may also indicate the presence of a breakup spell. If problems arise that directly impact the relationship, such as job stress, financial struggles, or increased obligations, it could be due to a spell designed to separate or destabilize. These difficulties can increase tension between partners and lead to doubts about each other's reliability or commitment, compounding the effect of any negative energy at play. 6. Observations from friends or family members. Sometimes, friends or family members may notice changes in your relationship or behavior, as breakup spells can sometimes extend their influence to those close to you. If your loved ones express concern over your sudden mood shifts or unusual attitude toward your partner, it may be worth investigating. Breakup spells aim to disrupt not only the primary relationship but also the support network surrounding it, which can intensify misunderstandings and heighten the emotional strain between partners. 7. Persistent negative energy despite positive efforts. If you have tried open communication, counseling, or other positive steps to restore harmony in the relationship, yet negativity persists, this could indicate a breakup spell's influence. External manipulation often leads to persistent discord, as the spell continually fuels negative energy and prevents genuine connection. If positive efforts consistently fail and the relationship remains tense, this enduring negativity may suggest an external force that requires spiritual cleansing to lift. Addressing the need to remove a breakup spell. Recognizing these signs can be the first step toward addressing and removing a breakup spell. For those who suspect that their relationship is under the influence of such a spell, exploring methods of spiritual cleansing, such as reversal spells, Kabbalistic prayers, or seeking professional guidance, can restore balance and harmony. Whether through traditional practices or personal empowerment techniques like meditation and visualization, removing a breakup spell can help individuals reclaim their energy, strengthen their relationship, and re-establish a positive environment. For effective solutions, you may want to look into removing spells with Samuel Zohar Yonai. He offers expert guidance in identifying and dispelling negative influences that may affect your relationship. How to remove breakup spells. Removing breakup spells often requires a focused approach, as they can create energetic ties that linger even after the intention has been set. One common method is to perform a reversal spell, which involves creating a ritual to negate the effects of the original spell. Another approach is to seek the assistance of a professional spellcaster experienced in undoing spells, who can provide personalized guidance based on the specific circumstances. How to remove spells and curses using the Kabbalistic wisdom. Removing spells and curses through the wisdom of the Kabbalah involves a deep connection to spiritual principles and divine energies. Kabbalistic practitioners often use specific prayers and meditative practices to invoke protection and healing. One effective method is the recitation of Tehillim, Psalms, particularly verses associated with deliverance and spiritual cleansing. Additionally, rituals may include the use of sacred symbols and numerology to break the energetic bonds created by negative spells. The timing of these rituals is crucial. Performing them during the early morning or nighttime is believed to enhance their effectiveness, as these times are associated with spiritual introspection and heightened energy. It is also advisable to conduct these practices in a secluded place, free from distractions, to foster a sacred atmosphere that facilitates deeper connection and focus. By aligning one's intentions with the divine and focusing on inner transformation, individuals can effectively dispel harmful influences and restore spiritual balance. Conclusion: the use of breakup spells, separation spells, and spells to break up a couple reflects both ancient traditions and modern practices. From ancient Egypt to contemporary witchcraft, these spells have evolved in purpose, ritual, and method. While the reasons for casting breakup spells have changed over time, they remain a powerful tool for influencing relationships. Ethical considerations are essential in both historical and modern contexts, ensuring that these spells are used responsibly to promote healing, growth, and positive change. Protection from separation spells, safeguarding emotional bonds. Separation spells are intended to create distance or disrupt the harmony between partners. These spells can manifest in various ways, including emotional disconnection, misunderstandings, or external influences that challenge the relationship. Recognizing the potential impact of these spells is essential for taking proactive measures. Protective rituals and techniques. Several protective rituals can be employed to fortify emotional bonds. Protective talismans. Carrying or wearing talismans infused with protective energy can help ward off negative influences. Energy cleansing. Regularly cleansing personal and shared spaces of negative energy is vital for maintaining harmony. Meditation and affirmations. Practicing mindfulness and positive affirmations can strengthen emotional ties and enhance resilience against external threats. Fostering lasting love and unity. By implementing these protective strategies, individuals can create a nurturing environment that fosters enduring love. Strengthening emotional connections through Kabbalistic practices and proactive measures enables couples to navigate challenges together, ensuring their relationship remains resilient against the influence of separation spells. Samuel Zohar Yanai also provides guidance on achieving a balanced life through mindfulness practices. He emphasizes the importance of holistic well-being, suggesting that a healthy lifestyle complements spiritual practices for optimal healing and personal empowerment. His counsel typically focuses on integrating natural remedies and mindfulness techniques to support mental and physical health. For more insights into his holistic approach to wellness, consider exploring his services as a spiritual coach. In conclusion, safeguarding your relationship requires awareness and action. By understanding the nature of separation spells and utilizing Kabbalistic practices, couples can maintain their emotional bonds and thrive together. The influence of Samuel Zohar Yanai in the field of witchcraft. Samuel Zohar Yanai is a world expert in neutralizing and removing evil spells, with extensive knowledge of Jewish Kabbalah, numerology, and esoteric methods. He offers his services to people around the world. Yanai's approach is comprehensive, including a detailed assessment of the person's condition and the specific type of spell. Yanai provides his services remotely, using modern technology such as video calls via Zoom or WhatsApp. This accessibility ensures that people from anywhere in the world can receive his help without the need for physical presence. His method includes a thorough energy cleansing process, the intention of which is to get rid of and dispel separation spells and restore the person's energetic balance. Yanai's expertise is not limited to one cultural context. His mystical and spiritual knowledge spans different traditions, allowing him to offer culturally appropriate solutions to his clients. His holistic approach ensures that all aspects of a person's life are taken into account, providing not only spell removal but also ongoing support and guidance to prevent future relapse. For people looking for a reliable and effective way to remove separation spells, Consulting a professional like Samuel Zohar Yanai can be a decisive way to restore control and harmony in their lives. For more information about his methods and services, you can read on Samuel Zohar Yanai's website for more information and testimonials from customers who used his services. And if a separation spell was cast on you and you want to get rid of it, you are welcome to contact us by email, on WhatsApp, or call now.